Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra, with me, Richard MacLean Smith, where for the weeks in between episodes, we look at stories and ideas that for one reason or other didn't make it into the previous show. In last week's episode, Somewhere to Seep, one family in Savannah, Georgia, got a little more than they bargained for after they bought an antique bed and, according to them, simultaneously acquired the ghost of a young boy that was attached to it. It certainly stands to reason that, should you believe in such things, a bed would be such a fertile receptacle. After all, since we each spend on average roughly a third of our lifetimes asleep, if we were going to leave some ghostly residue of ourselves anywhere, it would most likely be our beds. In fact, I came across so many haunted bed stories when researching this episode, I was a little spoiled for choice in deciding exactly which one to cover. One story, printed in the Charlotte Observer of North Carolina back in 1927, was especially chilling. As recounted to the writer Arthur Conan Doyle, who later recorded it for posterity, the story involved a woman named Anne Eden, a friend of Conan Doyle's, who'd been visiting her sister at her country estate in the north of England when it began. After a long night of partying, Anne was taking her breakfast in bed the following morning when she sensed someone else in the bed with her. Turning round, she was horrified to see the ghostly head of a large burly man appear suddenly on the pillow next to her, only for it to vanish moments later. It was some years after that, when visiting her sister again, that she found herself back in the same bed for the night. Anne was just on the precipice of sleep when a terrible clattering drew her attention to a half-opened window through which a huge, shapeless body appeared to be crawling. Paralyzed with fear, she could only watch as the thing slithered onto the floor and proceeded to drag itself painfully on all fours toward the bed before flinging itself down next to her. It was only later that she found out the bed that had been bought at a fire sale had once belonged to a deeply troubled man, much loathed by local residents. The man was said to have kept a terrifying and drunken reign over his servants and had eventually succumbed to a form of drunken delirium, dying alone in that same bed in a hallucinatory, tortured fit of spectre-haunted mania. The idea of an object harboring ghosts or some residue of those who have come into contact with it in the past is a common one found in most cultures throughout the world. Though objects of any age can be considered haunted, it certainly helps to inspire the imagination if they're a little more on the ancient side, as a number of staff working at the British Museum in London have testified. Footsteps echoed down the cavernous corridor as the security guard continued on his rounds. Stepping down into the basement, he eventually found himself staring at a peculiar and terrifying-looking ornament. Made of a dark stained wood, it comprised two dogs, as if standing back to back from the waist, with four legs and two heads, each bearing an impressive array of sharp teeth. All over, its body was covered in nails and sharp iron blades that had long ago been hammered into its skin. The piece, made at some point in the 19th century in the Congo region of Africa, is what's known as a fetish, a protective magical figure often used to cure illness or ward off an evil spirit. Or in the case of this type of fetish, known as an Nkisi, it was also used to hunt down and punish adversaries. In some Congo cultures, an Nkisi was one of the many tools of the Nganga, ritual specialists who would be called on by individuals and communities to assist in dealing with the many elements of life that were otherwise beyond their control. Nkisi were often given the form of dogs due to their association with death. Since a community's dogs were often buried away from the village, they gained the status of a creature that could mediate between the living and the dead. When the Nganga was called on to cast a spell, they would concoct the requisite medicine, binding it in resin before rubbing it into the back of the Nkisi. Each invocation would then be sealed with the hammering of a nail or blade into the totem's body. That there were close to 100 or so blades and nails in the piece the security guard was now staring at would suggest to some at least that this was a piece imbued with no small amount of dark, retributive magic. All of that was unknown to the guard, however, as he stood before it, alone at night in the bowels of the British Museum, feeling suddenly overwhelmed with the unmistakable sense that this peculiar, nail-riddled sculpture was possessed by a deep, mystical power. Just then, he was gripped by the strange, irresistible urge to raise up his hand and point directly at it. But as he did, at that precise moment, the frantic blare of the museum's fire alarm burst inexplicably into life, startling the guard and releasing him suddenly from his peculiar reverie. Over the next few days, clearly something of the ornament had got under the guard's skin. Unable to shake the feeling that he'd somehow connected with something in the object, the guard invited his brother to see it a few nights later. Sure enough, he too found himself gripped by the sudden urge to raise his arm and point toward it. And in that moment, once again, the museum fire alarms burst inexplicably into life. Rosemary Kent, a woman who lives on the edge of the infamous Black Hills Forest, needs your help to find her missing son. But to find him, you must investigate the mysterious forest yourself. Will you face down the horror of the Blair Witch and those who serve her? Blair Witch is the new horror subscription game brought to you by Hunt a Killer in partnership with Lionsgate, a fully immersive experience in the Blair Witch universe delivered straight to your door, and it's scary as hell. With a full season comprising of 6 boxes or episodes, each box will have you sifting through cryptic documents, discovering audio recordings, and solving some disturbing puzzles. Whether you're social distancing or struggling to find somewhere fun to go out for the night, this is the perfect game to play at home with a small group of friends, or even online via video calls, picking through the clues together under candlelight from the comfort of your own home. Right now, just for listeners of Unexplained, you can go to hunterkiller.com/BWUnexplained and use your promo code BWUnexplained at checkout for 20% off your first box. Head to hunterkiller.com/BWUnexplained for 20% off and to show support for the podcast. Once again, that's hunterkiller.com/BWUnexplained. Will you survive the curse of the Blair Witch? The story of the Nkisi was detailed in an April 2020 article in The Economist titled "Are Ghosts Haunting the British Museum?" The article, written by Killian Fox, recounted a series of stories as told to artist and storyteller Noah Angell, who'd collected over 50 different accounts of strange goings-on at the museum since 2016. Perhaps one of the more compelling was that told by another security guard who'd been locking down the Sutton Hoo Gallery at the time. The gallery contains articles found buried in the ground at Sutton Hoo in Suffolk in the southeast of England, the site of a series of Anglo-Saxon burial mounds, including one thought to be that of King Radwald of East Anglia, buried within a ship surrounded by treasure to take to the next world. The centrepiece of the exhibition is the Sutton Hoo helmet. Dated to around 600 CE, it sits prominently, perched on a small pole in the middle of the gallery, staring back at visitors through a pair of black, hollowed eyes, where once other eyes had been. After inspecting the area, the guard pulled shut the room's large wooden doors and bolted them securely to the floor before continuing on his rounds. So it was with some surprise when the voice of the museum's CCTV operator burst out of his walkie-talkie moments later. The doors, it appeared, were now open again. When footage of the gallery was reviewed afterwards, it showed the doors appearing to open of their own volition shortly after the guard had locked them down. Another story involved orbs of white light seen moving about on CCTV in the early hours of the morning at the top of a staircase in the museum's main hall. Staff on duty at the time speculated that perhaps they had something to do with a newly installed exhibition that included a wrought iron gate that had once stood at the front of the infamous Buchenwald concentration camp. The orbs were said to have appeared in the same place every night until the exhibition and the gates departed. Regardless of what you believe, it isn't hard to sympathise with the notion that ancient historical objects might retain some kind of residual power or presence of the past. That so many stories would spring up from within the vast halls and corridors of the British Museum is perhaps even less surprising, given not only the array of items kept inside, around 8 million in total, but also the dubious manner in which many of them were procured. Located on Great Russell Street in London, and first opened in 1759, the museum is widely regarded to be among the finest collections of historical relics and antiquities in the world. In recent years, however, the museum's function has come under increasing scrutiny. From the vast and ancient stone-headed sculptures of the Assyrian galleries, to the Elizabethan scrying mirror that once belonged to John Dee, to the more than 6,000 human remains that are kept there, each and every piece could be considered to carry something of the peoples and cultures from which they originated. And though not every piece was acquired under questionable circumstances, certainly for many of them, often plundered and stolen during colonial times or in the aftermath of war, or traded unilaterally by people who never quite owned them in the first place, most famously in the case of the Elgin Marbles, there are compelling arguments to suggest they are not where they belong. As Noah Angle suggested, perhaps what the museum staff have been experiencing is not just a result of spirits trapped within these objects, but that the objects themselves are restless to return to their rightful place.
If you enjoy Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now do so via Patreon. To receive access to ad-free episodes, just go to patreon.com/unexplainedpod to sign up. Or if you'd like to make a one-time donation, you can go to unexplainedpodcast.com/support. All donations, no matter how large or small, are greatly appreciated. Unexplained, the book and audiobook, featuring 10 stories that have never before been covered on the show, is now available to buy worldwide. You can purchase through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Waterstones, among other bookstores. All elements of Unexplained, including the show's music, are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show wherever you listen to podcasts, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or Twitter at unexplainedpod and Facebook at facebook.com/unexplainedpodcast.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.